You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. We say hello, Jim and Trent, here on the Big Talker 1700. And, of course, you can always get in on the program. All you have to do is call us, 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. Trent, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing pretty well, Jimmy B. Got a long night ahead of me of a doubleheader basketball, but yeah, ready for it, and we're ready for a little Christmas break then afterwards, as I'll get a little respite until we get into the new year. Though I do have wrestling perhaps on Thursday, still scheduling that one out, but always busy, Jimmy B, even when we're supposed to be slowing down. You know how it goes, right? You used to do that back in the day.
Back in the day, I'm still doing it. Come on. This is you know how it goes. Uh-huh. You know how it goes with me. And everything circles around, and then it comes back to get you. So, heck yeah. Alex Halstead will be our guest at about 4:20. We're also going to visit the Condon Casino today. Hey, before we get on the Green Bay Packers, and I saw that your hero, Jeff Fisher, is interested in the Chicago Bears job. We'll get into all of that. What game are people going to hear from you tonight?
It will be Roosevelt hosting Waukee tonight. Game one, the girls' side at 6:15. And the boys will take the floor at about 7:45 this evening. So doubleheader will take the airwaves right after we finish up with the Hawkeye Huddle from 5 until 6 and right into basketball with the pregame show starting at 6 o'clock.
Sounds great. Okay, so I saw you tweeting all these funny little things on Twitter when Jeff Fisher, the former Rams coach, comes out and says, yeah, I'm really like to get back in coaching. I'm interested in the Browns. I'm really interested in the Bears. And I think you tweeted, if he gets the job, you're done. Is that right?
Yes.
Did I read that correctly?
As a Bears fan, I will be completely out. I will be out. And I went down this route one time before. It was in the infancy of my radio career, way back in 1650, The Fan up in Cedar Falls, as I hosted a daily show up there, getting my start in this godforsaken job. And so at the time, the Bears were, of course, a train wreck, and they were looking at maybe drafting another running back with the number 5 selection, and I did not like the idea. And it happened. Curtis Enos became the draft choice. Now, we know Curtis Enos, of course, becomes a bust in the NFL. No big surprise. Look at that. Guy doesn't work out for the Bears. But so I went through this. I said, if they draft him, I'm done. Went through a week-long show, taking calls, getting emails from people. Who should be the team that I adopt? It was decided that it was going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was the one that I enjoyed the most. I was going to jump on that train, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't follow through with it and go away from the Bears. Now, anymore, NFL Sundays are so different for me than what they once were. Now it's more about flipping around. It's about sitting on the Red Zone channel and being there for a couple hours. If I miss a Bears game, it's not a big deal like it used to be for me. It just, the organization has been so poorly run. It's just completely inept from the top on down. And if they do something as stupid as bring in a loser like Jeff Fisher to run this team, when that is absolutely not what they need, I will be done. I will find another team. Heck, I might not even, I might become one of those guys that doesn't even have a team that he roots for. I might even go that route and just root for my fantasy team every week. I could go that direction. But if the Bears hire Jeff Fisher, I'm done.
Wow. Strong statement. Wow. They can't do that, right?
They're not
going to. No, they're not going to do that.
No, Jim, any time you see somebody politicking for jobs, they're not going to get the jobs. This is a joke. Nobody's hiring Jeff Fisher. Saw what a loser he is. And the example just goes back a year ago. 3-13 with the Rams. They bring in a new coach. They bring in a 31-year-old coach that actually seems to be knowing what he's doing a little bit. And here they are on the cusp of making the playoffs, winning their division, all these things with the L.A. Rams. So, no. I do not see Jeff Fisher getting another job. He can wear that stupid mustache around and be a moron somewhere else. Won't be on the sidelines, hopefully, of an NFL side. Though, you know, a perfect place for him would be Cleveland. I mean, that is even more.
Yes.
As bad as the Bears are, the Browns take it to another level. That's what I actually could see happening.
I can see that, too. I can see the Browns being as dumb as a stump and making that move once again. All right. I just got such a kick out of your Twitter when you sent that out that if that was the case, you were done.
Done.
The big story, however, yes, the big story is Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Atlanta did last night, Trent, what they needed to do. And by winning at Tampa Bay, although I thought Tampa played hard in that game. They had a shot. Had a shot to upset them. Couldn't get it done. And so here we are with the Packers. They're officially out. They shut down Aaron Rodgers, and he goes to IR. That's absolutely the correct move.
Yeah, you're out of it. The win against Atlanta pushes you out. There's no need for this. And we saw Tony Romo, the multiple collarbone injuries that happened to him after the initial one. It's not worth playing with fire. Now, for me, admittedly, I would have loved to see Aaron Rodgers out there. It would have given a little bit more fun to Saturday night, getting to see Aaron Rodgers going up against that Vikings defense and seeing the rematch after the team that injured him. He gets another chance at revenge and maybe to knock them down a peg, all these things. But the reality is you have to look long-term. You have to look at the future. And the future isn't this year for Green Bay. You have to go forward. And you know what? It also gives you a couple more looks at Brett Hundley and see if he can continue to develop, learn a little bit more, and see at the very least if you're going to be happy with him being the backup going forward to Aaron Rodgers, or if that's another part that you're going to have to replace going into next season. So important for Green Bay in that sense, but it does take a little of the intrigue away from Saturday night with the Vikings and the Packers.
I'm with you on that. Yes, I was looking forward to that game, and I was kind of hoping that Tampa would have pulled that upset, because then you would have seen Aaron Rodgers on the field against Minnesota. And what can we say? We didn't really have a chance to get into this yesterday because we were so consumed on Iowa and Iowa State. But how about that welcoming for Teddy Bridgewater when he came on the field in the second half for the Minnesota Vikings? Wow. I mean, that was a tearjerker. It really was.
Yeah, it was a goosebump moment. And even for somebody that's not a Vikings fan, to know what he went through, how close he was to many people saying losing his leg. I mean, just all those different pieces. And yeah, the interception notwithstanding, him, frankly, not looking very comfortable in that pocket before he threw that interception. And going 0-for-2, it was a great moment. And seeing the players and just the excitement that they got to get him back there on the field. It was such a cool moment, and a moment that you don't get all the time. You know, football Sundays, they can be rough. You can see a lot of ugly things happen. And we started yesterday talking about some of the refereeing decisions and the awful NFL rules that are out there. But those are the moments that certainly make you step back a little bit and appreciate the game and what it means to these guys out there competing on the field, what injuries can do to different people. And for him to be back there on the field, even in a blowout, but to at least get his feet settled and roll from there, it was great. And I'm more happy and more pleased than anything that Case Keenum has played so well that it hasn't thrusted the question, you know, if they're fighting right now, if they're sitting at 8-6 and trying to get into the playoffs, and Keenum was struggling, the continued conversations, because Teddy Bridgewater took the field, but I know, it was incredibly small sample size. He did not look ready to play in an NFL game, to play as a starter in an NFL game. I'm happy that we're not at that point, that it's not going to be a conversation, and I would think if Keenum even would struggle, or say in the playoff game, they get in the divisional round, they're hosting, and they're down 17-7, and the offense is struggling. There will be a few calls, I'm sure, for Teddy Bridgewater, but for the most part, people realize, if we're going to win this year, it's going to be with Case Keenum.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with you 100%. He has been the lightning rod that has turned up that offense and has put it in a different dimension, and it has worked. And I cannot believe that we are sitting here talking about how well Case Keenum has played. Maybe it was the system. Maybe it just took him longer than, look, everybody doesn't, you know, aspire to greatness in their first or second year. Maybe he was on the 5 or 6 year plan. Who knows? How long did it take you to get through college?
Well, 5.5 years of actual college, but over the terms of things, 6.5. Yeah, it was a long time.
See, that's my point. I busted through in 4. Not everybody has that, you know, that capability. So the relevance that I'm making here is that maybe it just took Case Keenum longer to figure it out. But Trent, at least what we have seen in the last three, four games that he has played, he really has figured it out, and the Vikings are definitely for real.
Well, and you had it a little bit easier. I mean, what kind of courses are you taking back in the 1940s? What was it, woodworking? Horse training. What other? And on top of it, you were getting cars.
Yes.
Nobody was giving me cars in college. I had to work. I had to work, you're getting cars.
You never forgot that story, did you?
No, absolutely not. And I'm bitter about it. Jimmy B getting cars. Well, Jimmy B, speaking of the NFL, we bring it back here to the local level. And today, as the media assembled over in Iowa City, Josh Jackson says an NFL decision is going to come for him after the Hawkeyes bowl game in the Pinstripe Bowl. Jackson said, quote, "I'll make an announcement about my future after the bowl game. I thought about it, but have not made a final decision." I think it's pretty simple, Jimmy B. You have to go if you're Joshua Jackson. He goes, he tests, and let's say he's not the first rounder that basically every mock draft has him right now. Mm-hmm. He drops to second, third round, but I think that's the absolute lowest point. Even if that happens, you get your clock started. If you turn out to be a good NFL player, you get started early on that second NFL contract, and that is where most guys make the majority of their money, in contract number two. And coming back your senior year, when you have the accolades that he had last year, well, we just saw it with Desmond King. He dropped all the way down to a fifth rounder. Everybody across the NFL landscape says this guy is going to be a top-level draft pick. You have to say, I'm going to go to the draft. Plus, he's only a semester away from graduating. You can come back anytime. That signing bonus, Jimmy B, that'll pay for a semester of school to finish up your degree.
I'm with you 100%. You can always finish school. And a lot of players have. Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of NFL players have gone back and finished. A lot of NBA players, Trent, have finished. And it's amazing how you can get that done in the off season. So, look, to me, I'm with you. It is a no-brainer. The money is there, and he had a sensational year, and when that happens, you need to capitalize. And it always cracks me up. Fans are all, you know, some fans, oh, no, he should come back to school and get his degree. Just what you said. He can get his degree, and he can be a freaking millionaire. So it's, to me, as I mentioned before, it's pretty much no-brainer, and I truly believe that he just doesn't want that as a distraction mm-hmm. as they prepare to play in the Pinstripe Bowl. So after the Pinstripe Bowl, he'll say, I'm gone. That's my guess.
Probably won't be quite like Sean Green announcing as he's walking off the field and the reporters come over and ask him. As he's still on the field, he says, yeah, I'm gone. I'm leaving after the Outback Bowl victory against South Carolina. Probably won't be that quick, but I'm going to guess maybe they'll wait till he gets back to the locker room and he can announce it at that time.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, look, he's given it up for the university. He played his heart out, deserves the accolades that he has received, and should now try to capitalize. People have to remember, professional sports is business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, it's a game. The guys are still playing a game. But when you are being paid, it now becomes business. And that changes everything. Everything. You're not going to class. You're not going to take that marble stacking class that I probably took back in the 1940s. So from that standpoint, you have to capitalize when it's available. I mean, I don't know what he's majoring in, Trent, but he's probably not going to get out of college and make $1 million a year.
No.
I'm just guessing, okay? That's probably not going to happen.
Not a whole lot of those jobs out there for recent graduates.
There you go. So my guess is that he should take the money. And I'm with you. Every mock draft I've seen, he's in the first or second round. So the money is there.
Well, we're going to take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll go from the Hawkeye side of things over to the Cyclones as they prepare for the Liberty Bowl. Also a basketball game coming up for them against Maryland Eastern Shore. We'll take a look back at the win over UNI for the Cyclone Hoopsters. Joining us on the other side, it'll be our man from CycloneAlert.com. It's Alex Halstead. He's next on Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. Washer Systems of Iowa has provided industrial quality pressure cleaning equipment to a wide variety of businesses and individuals for over 25 years. The goal of Washer Systems of Iowa is to provide the best possible equipment along with technical knowledge and superior service. Your pressure washer experts in Iowa. It's Washer Systems of Iowa and the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by your locally owned Domino's. Domino's $7.99 large three-topping carryout offer is every day. So no matter what day it is, it's always a good day for pizza. Ask for this offer. Availability and charges may apply.
Hey, what's up? Rooster emoji here. If you're speeding or driving aggressively on the road, take it from me, you're getting too cocky. Slow down and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Everything's great. You're humming along to your favorite holiday music, happy as can be. Having a pleasant little drive because you think you're on your way to the best deals of the holiday season. But did you check eBay? If you did, you'd know we have price match guarantee on eBay deals all season long, which means the best deals on gifts from Adidas to Samsung to Dyson, and all with free shipping. So keep humming your favorite holiday tune, but make sure to check eBay deals for the best prices all season long. eBay. Fill your cart with color.
Merry Christmas from Golf Headquarters. Golf Headquarters' new location, 2900 University Avenue, Clock Tower Square, has 10,000 feet of golf gifts for your favorite golfer. Pro V1, number one golf ball of tour, $39.99. Ping G drivers, now $299.99. $100 off select Callaway irons. Golf Headquarters has hundreds of great gift items under $20. Gift certificates are also available, and all golf clothing 10 to 50% off. Golf Headquarters, Clock Tower Square, has great Christmas specials this holiday season. Adidas Prime Knit Golf Shoes, $69.99. Skechers new spikeless tour shoe, $99.99. FootJoy Waterproof Contour, now on sale. Golf Headquarters has all the great names in golf. Titleist, Ping, TaylorMade, Callaway, and more. Free launch monitor club fitting. Stop by Golf Headquarters, talk to the professional staff, and get custom fit. Golf Headquarters, Clock Tower Square, 2900 University Avenue, your Christmas golf store. 255-4433. That's 255-4433. Golf Headquarters.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing and a miss. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. We roll all the way till 5 o'clock today, and then it is the always fun Hawkeye huddle. Right now, we're going to switch gears and go to the Cyclones, though, as Alex Halstead is our guest. 24/7 Cyclone Alert. Alex, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good. Just kind of slowly working my way into this new early signing period tomorrow, and be interesting, I think, for me and probably everyone else to see how this first year goes of it. But expecting a lot of the guys to sign tomorrow, so should be pretty busy here before the holidays.
Yeah,
do you like it? Do you like that early signing period, Alex?
I don't mind it. It's taking some getting used to, you know, trying to make sure everyone's going to sign, because that's kind of the question this first time is you got to kind of ask all the kids, are you going to sign tomorrow or are you going to sign February 7th? And so that's kind of been the one interesting part is getting that feedback. And I think it sounds like all the kids committed to Iowa State are going to sign tomorrow except for one, which is going to be a mutual decision by both the kid and the staff, just to kind of wait on some things into January. But I don't mind it. I think it's probably good for schools like Iowa State, and I think Minnesota likes it, and I think probably Iowa probably actually likes it too. You know, schools in the Midwest where, you know, maybe you're going down to Florida and Texas and places like that to get kids, you don't have to wait, you know, 5-6 more weeks for maybe their home state school or the Florida states, you know, the Texases and Texas A&Ms, those home state schools to maybe miss on kids and then try to poach you late. So I think a lot of schools in the Midwest especially, I think, like it for that reason. But Nick Saban and a lot of those SEC schools have been kind of grumbling about it the last few days.
Well, it's not just the high school guys that are out there and that will be signing tomorrow. There's also moving parts today. It becomes official. Shea Patterson, former Ole Miss quarterback, will be making his way up to Michigan and playing for Jim Harbaugh. Iowa State also getting into the transfer market. They had a quarterback on campus in KJ Kata-Samuels, who came in last weekend and also sniffing around a little bit more. So at the very least, looks like some competition perhaps next year for Zeb Noland.
Yeah, so you know that's kind of going to be an interesting to watch here. I don't think we'll probably see anything on the quarterback transfer front officially probably until January. I think once the season's over and some of these kids figure things out, we might see more. But they did get the ball rolling this weekend, like you said, with KJ Kata-Samuels from Washington. His situation is pretty simple. I mean, he's just been stuck behind Jake Browning the last couple years, and Browning's, I think, back for a senior year, so he's decided to transfer to try to play somewhere else. And so he's the first guy they bring in over the weekend. He's going to be with that football program at Washington through their bowl game on January 1st, so I don't think we'll probably see anything until into January there. They do like quarters or trimesters or something like that, and so he's not going to graduate officially until early March. And so depending on how that works out, maybe he could enroll and still go through part or all of spring ball with Iowa State if he went to Iowa State. So he's an option, but I think, you know, depending on how that situation plays out, we could see some other names. And like you said, I don't even know if it's necessarily to bring someone in, you know, to be the guy for sure. You know, I think anyone that comes in, it's kind of twofold. One, you got to have someone push Zeb Noland. And two, even if Zeb were to still win the job over a guy like that, you would want, you know, some kind of veteran experience as a backup, because if you don't get someone like that, your backup's going to be a true freshman and a redshirt freshman. So it makes a lot of sense for Iowa State, but it might be several more weeks before we really know what lies ahead before spring ball at that position.
Having a conversation with Alex Halstead right here on the Big Talker 1700, talking Iowa State. Okay, so they're practicing, getting ready for the game against Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. Everything that we have heard so far is David Montgomery is going to be 100%. Can you confirm that? And have you had a chance to watch any practices?
Yeah, we haven't got to see any practices yet. I'm not sure what the schedule is going to be like down in Memphis. We get availability in Memphis, you know, from December, every day from December 26th through the bowl game on December 30th. I don't know if that will include watching practice or just the interviews, but he is 100% from everything I've heard. You know, I think he's been back in practice. They're kind of starting to ramp back up, actually, and, you know, not just do, you know, the young guys type practices. They're actually preparing guys. So, you know, he is healthy, I think, and ready to go. You know, Matt Campbell hasn't really said much about it, but he said he's healthy. And we did talk to Montgomery, and he said that there's no issues. Everything from the Kansas State game, I think, might have even been kind of a different issue. He said it's been cleared up.
Hey, back to recruiting for a moment. Want to get your thoughts on the latest commitment. Zach Peterson, a kid from over in the Quad Cities area, North Scott, 6'5", 225, certainly looks the part. And a guy that had an offer from school closer to home in Iowa, Illinois was involved, Kansas State, goes from having some NAIA offers and all of a sudden he's got a host of Power 5 offers. Tell us a little bit about what you saw out of Peterson and his commitment to the Cyclones.
Yeah, so Zach Peterson, you know, had a really interesting recruitment. Like you said, kind of blew up late. He actually ended up on the Des Moines Register's all-Iowa elite team for 2017 and was one of the better players in the state this year. And, you know, Peterson's a guy that until mid-December, I think he didn't get his first Power 5 offer until November 14th. And in November, he got offers from Illinois and Kansas State. And then, you know, a week or so into December, Iowa State offered on a Wednesday, Nebraska offered on a Thursday, Iowa offered on a Friday. And so he did end up with five Power 5 offers. And he took visits to Iowa State, Illinois, Kansas State. Iowa State's offer, I think, initially was a gray shirt. And when he committed yesterday, he committed as an immediate scholarship. So he'll sign tomorrow, and he will not gray shirt. He'll come to Iowa State, you know, with the rest of the class. And so I think they always wanted him. You know, initially, I think before the Power 5 offers were there, Iowa State had offered him a preferred walk-on quite a while ago. And then as he continued to emerge in his senior season, Dallas, he offered him, you know, the gray shirt. And then I think they ended up having an extra spot and wanted to get him, you know, names immediately. So I think a good gift for them, a kid that, you know, his body will still come along. But whenever you have a 6'5 frame at 225 pounds, I think it's a good start. And especially, you know, his dad played at Iowa State, was a two-time All Big Eight defensive lineman. And I think, you know, some of the family lines are there and that sort of thing. And so I think it's a good take for Iowa State late and kind of helps, you know, give them a late addition that, you know, starts to round out this class.
Alex, let's continue here with the game itself. And, of course, next week we're really going to dive into it. But how do you see this matchup? We all know what Memphis can do. They can score a lot of points, and they can do it quickly. Their defense is not very good. So is this game a track meet? Is it first one to 48, or do you see it different than that?
Well, that's the interesting question for me is, you know, what kind of game we see it get into. I could see it being the high-scoring game where they go back and forth, but, you know, we've seen Memphis put up a lot of points, but I don't – even if the Iowa State's defense isn't elite, I think it may be the best defense they'll face this year. I mean – they haven't faced a ton of great defenses, and so I think that's going to be interesting is can Iowa State's defense hold them down a little bit and so it doesn't get into that game. I think there were times in the Big 12 where we kind of always expected maybe this track meet, and then it never got into that point, although Iowa State was in a couple of those games as well with Oklahoma State and in some other games. And so we've seen them get into both kind of styles of game. I think Iowa State could probably have the offense to keep pace, but you know, part of me thinks that Iowa State's defense will hold it down a little bit, but, you know, I've watched Memphis a few times, most recently in that AAC championship, and, you know, that was a track meet with UCF. And so that's kind of the big question, I think, but I think Iowa State's defense is capable. You know, they've got to kind of hold down wide receiver and All-American Anthony Miller, but I think if they kind of slow him down a little bit, you know, they can maybe at least control some things, but you're not going to stop Memphis. I think it's, in some ways, it's like a Big 12 offense in that sense where, you know, they're going to score and you know that. You just don't want it to kind of get into this crazy pace game maybe.
So, Alex, let's jump over to a little basketball. Iowa State, another nice victory. Maybe the best one of the season with the victory and the Big Four Classic over UNI. Before we get into the victory and start to take a look a little deeper forward with the Cyclone Hoop Squad, tell us a little bit the environment that you saw on Saturday. What you saw at the Well, attendance down a little bit, and I know there's a clamoring from a certain portion of the population that maybe this Big Four Classic has run the course. What did you see, at least in terms of environment, on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, you're kind of always interested. I think I've covered every year of it. I think I started covering Iowa State the first year they went to the Big Four Classic rather than playing both UNI and Drake in the same year. you know, I'm probably in the boat where I'd rather see them play both you and I and Drake in the same year, as long as you're just playing the 18 conference games. You know, I think people would rather even see them play Drake tomorrow night than Maryland Eastern Shore. So I'm kind of in that boat, although it's not like I, you know, have a huge opinion on the Big Four Classic. But I think, yeah, Tennessee was down a little bit. I think the environment was much better for the Iowa State-UNI game, which I think is probably the case every year, every game. You know, if it's Iowa-UNI, it's probably better than Iowa State-Drake, and this year is better for Iowa State-UNI than Iowa-Drake. So there were a decent amount of Iowa State fans there. You know, I think that environment was pretty good, you know, when the game was close and kind of going back and forth, you know, from where I was at. But, yeah, it looked like attendance was down, I think, just above 13,000 or maybe 13,500. And so that's down a little bit, and I guess that varies year to year. But they still have a few more years of it, and unless, you know, someone gets out of the contract. And so I guess we'll see what they do from there. But I think Iowa State and Iowa like it from the standpoint, you know, of not going to UNI and Drake. But, you know, I think anymore with scheduling, the more non-conference games you can get that are quality, you know, are better than maybe playing some teams outside of the top 300 in KenPom.
Well, that's been a major problem for Iowa because, as Trent will tell you, he just detests that. And they scheduled like five teams that are like that again. So, and that's problematic again with the way that their schedule has gone. For Iowa State, the winning streak that they are on now, granted, they haven't beat overwhelming, you know, top drawer competition yet, but this team does seem to be taking on an identity now, and I think we really started to see it in the second half when the guards took over and were dominant down the stretch so they could pull away from UNI.
Yeah, I think that's one thing is that you mentioned is identity. I mean, they kind of know what they are now. I mean, you know, Wendell Wigginton, Donovan Jackson, and Nick Babb have to kind of run that show, and you know, at times they'll get something from Cameron Bard or Solomon Young. I think the last several games has played much better, especially I think he's made an impact defensively, but they're going to kind of go as far and do whatever, you know, Linda Wigginton, Wyler Babb, and Jackson do. And, you know, with Wyler Babb running the point guard position, I think we've talked about that a lot, how they just feel like that's kind of what needs to happen, and that's kind of what has gotten them going. Like you said, they haven't beaten a ton of world beaters, but they've beat some decent teams. You know, when you look at different metrics, whether it's Boise State or, you know, you and I had a lot of quality wins. And I don't know, maybe it's overstated, but I think those first three conference games will tell us a lot about, is Iowa State going to be a true contender to be on the bubble or be in the tournament conversation or not? Because, you know, when you look at after Maryland Eastern Shore tomorrow, which they'll be heavily favored in, you know, they if you win that game, you know, you're 9-2. You still got to play Tennessee in January, but you're either going to be 9-3 or 10-2 in conference or a non-conference if you win tomorrow. So that kind of sets you up fine in the non-conference portion in terms of resume, although that Milwaukee loss will hurt. But if they're going to be in that conversation, I think we're going to figure out, you know, when they play Kansas State on December 29th, Texas on January 1st, and then that weekend play Oklahoma State on the road. You know, those are maybe some of the more winnable Big 12 games. You know, when you look at Kansas State and Texas being home games, and Texas isn't playing its best basketball quite yet. I think they're still trying to get back to full strength. Oklahoma State, we just saw, beat a top 25 team, but that's going to be a team you're going to have to try to beat if you're going to be in that conversation. So, you know, maybe the schedule hasn't been really difficult yet, but they've taken care of what they need to. But then I think those first three conference games, I think we're going to learn a lot about this team and where they're standing might be in the Big 12. Now, there'll be 15 games after that, and so maybe it's a little crazy to think that, but I think we're going to at least learn a lot about them by the end of the first week of January.
No, I think it's a really good point, Alex, and you look at, you know, that stretch of that three-game stretch, they get through that at the very least 2-1. I think the hope and maybe the expectations are going to rise along with it around the basketball program and getting back to the tournament for the seventh consecutive year. Big picture, Big 12-wise, I know we've hit on this a few times, just the depth of this conference in a year where Iowa State, maybe it might be difficult to be better than 7-11 or 8-10, but you get 7 or 8 wins of this league, Alex, they're going to be 7 or 8 pretty good wins this season. It's a crazy notion and a crazy thought, but if this thing is so congested in the middle, it doesn't take 9, 10, 11 wins to get in. This could be a season where you're looking for teams to put in the bracket. You got to get 68 of them. Iowa State still could be in good shape with an 8-10 type of record.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword this year because on the one hand, you don't have a team like a 1-17 or 0-18 TCU or the bad Texas Tech teams, you know, from several years ago where you're like, okay, that's three or four wins, you know, between those two teams, and you kind of can start, you know, no one's guaranteed because we saw TCU beat Kansas one of those years, but for the most part, those teams get beat. Well, this year, on the one hand, you don't have that, but on the other hand, no matter who you lose to, it's not going to probably ever be a terrible loss, whether it's an RPI, which is not the greatest metric, or KenPom. You know, even Oklahoma State is not on that low end, and Iowa State, which was projected ninth, isn't on that kind of low end. So even the teams that, you know, are at the bottom of the league, they aren't that bad. So I don't think you're going to have any terrible losses. And that's why I think, you know, if you go 8-10, you'll at least be on that bubble. And so if you pick up a couple signature wins in there. So I think it's kind of both ways. You know, it's going to be hard to get to that 8 wins this year, I think, you know, for Iowa State, unless we, you know, depending on what we see from them. But at the same time, maybe it doesn't take going 500 or whatever to get in the tournament. So that's going to be the interesting thing for me. I think KenPom right now has about 6-12, and that was actually, I was talking to somebody, and I kind of threw out, you know, maybe they go 6-12 in the conference this year. Then a couple of days later, I saw that that's what had them projected, and that doesn't get you in. I mean, that might get you to the NIT if you, as long as you beat Tennessee here and finish above 500. But, you know, 6 wins is even hard to count up to you because there's no really guaranteed wins this year in the Big 12.
Alex, it's always good when we have a chance to catch up with you. Just let me wrap up right here with the way that Iowa State's basketball team, after dropping the first two, then on this run right now, do you see, and I know that you talked about coming up the first three games of conference play, but do you see this team now believing in themselves that they can be a force in the conference? Have you had a chance to talk to some of the players to see how they feel about that? Because I've watched some of these teams play in the Big 12, and they got players. They really do.
Yeah, it's interesting because I asked Steve Prohm about that the other day. He doesn't like to look ahead too far, so it's hard to get him to look past even Maryland Eastern Shore. But I just asked him if he had kept an eye on the Big 12, you know, through the last few weeks, and he said he does watch those games. He roots for those teams in the non-conference, probably because, you know, if you beat them in the conference, then it continues to help you. But, you know, he knows how difficult it is. I think right now 6 of the teams are ranked in the AP Top 25, and so 12 or 18 games just right there are going to be against currently top 25 teams, and that will all shift around once they start beating up on each other. But, you know, he knows how difficult it is. But I think players, like you kind of alluded to there, the 8-game winning streak is at least giving them confidence that they can win games and beat some, you know, respectable teams. And so I think the winning streak has given them confidence that they can compete in this conference. You know, Cameron Lard, you know, he's a younger player, but he said something like they think that they can win the Big 12, and maybe that's a little crazy, but I think any team's going to say that. But I do think they have the confidence that they can compete with any of these teams in the Big 12 on any given night.
Well, should be fun tomorrow night, Maryland Eastern Shore. Maybe not quite as much fun. And the opening line is out for this one. The Cyclones, a 30.5-point favorite against Maryland Eastern Shore. We won't make you make a pick on that one, Alex. What we will do is talk to you next week. Will you be in Memphis? What's the travel plans for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm flying out of Minneapolis on Christmas night. So I'll be in Memphis, I think, later that night. And then I think Iowa State has interviews Tuesday for the first time down in Memphis. So, you know, hopefully by the time I talk to you next, I'll have a little bit more insight from Matt Campbell and some players.
Well, looking forward to it.
That'll be great. Yep.
We'll talk to Alex Halstead live from Memphis. Thanks as always for your time, Alex.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good rest of your week and a good Christmas.
Same to you, Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports, joining us pretty much every Tuesday, usually the way that we do it with Alex, and always good catching up with him, Jimmy B. 30.5 for that spread tomorrow, Jimmy B.
I'm going to send out a tweet saying that all of the Cyclone basketball players have to play left-handed.
They'd still win by a dozen.
I know they would.
And Donovan Jackson, he'd be in good hands.
Yeah, he is left. No, he'd have to play right-handed.
I see.
You got to use the offhand in this game tomorrow night to make it at least look something like competitive. 30.5.
It's a big number.
Wow, that's huge.
A big, big number. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some more numbers coming up on the other side. A trip to the Condon Casino. We'll go there next. It's Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
First Light with Evan Henning every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Cumulus Media Des Moines encourages you to shop local, buy local this holiday season. Our local businesses are the lifeblood of our communities and a major driving force for the local economy, contributing to the tax base, which in turn supports our schools and helps to keep our infrastructure updated. Money spent locally supports all of us here and is very important to maintaining our way of life. 1700 KBGG encourages you to shop local this holiday season. Shop Local is brought to you by these fine local businesses: The Hall, Total Truck, and Mattress Discounter.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President, Market Manager at Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud sponsor of the Polk City Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen the business climate and enhance the quality of life in Polk City. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these members.
Boulder's Inn and Suites, Polk City. Country Clippers. Ethos Design Group Incorporated. Grinnell State Bank. 95 KGGO FM Classic Rock. Metro Waste Authority. North Polk Community School District. Polk City Chiropractic. Provident Consulting. South Story Bank and Trust. The Cutting Edge. Tournament Club of Iowa.
The Polk City Chamber of Commerce and Cumulus Media wish to thank these members. Learn more about the Polk City Chamber of Commerce online at polkcitychamber.com.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
The holidays are here, and whether you're gathered together or miles apart, there's no better way to show a little extra love than with a Hallmark holiday card. Because when you share a Hallmark card with the ones you hold close, you're sharing the magic and wonder of the season. So spread cheer with a holiday card from Hallmark. Available in the card department wherever Hallmark cards are sold.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
This is Jimmy B and TC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBGG.
All right, back with you one more time here in hour number one. The second hour, it'll be the Hawkeye Huddle, as it is each and every Tuesday during football and basketball season. Brett Ridge and Dave Creighton Jr. will be by. We'll talk with those guys about everything going on in the world of Hawkeyes. So, Jimmy B, we're going to get to the Kona Casino here in just a moment, but last night it was a big one across the NBA landscape. Kobe Bryant has two of his jerseys retired. Did that get you going last night, Jim?
You know me. You know I watched it, and all of the former players, all the way back to Bill Russell, attended that game. And so Allen Iverson was there filming. I mean, it was pretty magical. Okay. It really is.
All right. And, well, slow down.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you your proper due here. What I'm going to give you right now is I'm going to give you an unfiltered minute to talk just about your crappy NBA. Here it is, folks. Jimmy B's crappy NBA minute. Time now for Jimmy B's crappy NBA minute.
New prison was unsealed in Chicago Stadium. Ricky Mahorn hustling underneath, can't get at the ball. Jordan to the hoop, king of the air, score!
All right, so the celebration at Staples Center in Los Angeles last night, they retired number 8 and number 24. They retired both of them for Kobe Bryant. And the star-studded cast of former players was absolutely incredible. I'm going to have to think about where I put Kobe in the great pantheon of top players in the league. I still have Wilt Chamberlain number 1. I have LeBron number 2 now, passing MJ, and I have moved Michael Jordan to number 3. Then after that, it's probably Magic, Larry Bird, and Kobe has got to be in that top 12 somewhere. I'll find a spot for him. But right now, that was pretty cool last night.
Jimmy B, we make a trek from there in your crappy NBA. We move over now to the betting world. This is the world that I live in. You love the NBA. I love betting. And I'm opening up the Kona Casino right now to you. Very simple odds that I'm going to toss at you, Jim Brinson. Yes or no, will these NFL teams make the playoffs? Simple enough, right? You can figure this
okay.
out.
Okay. Yeah.
Will they make the playoffs? Yes or no? And I'll give you betting lines with it. And we're going to start with the team near and dear to your heart. You lived in Buffalo for a number of years, worked on the Empire Sports Network. The Buffalo Bills, will they make the playoffs? If you say yes, you get 3-1 odds. If you say no, you got to lie minus 400. The Bills in or out, Jimmy B?
Ooh, man, I still don't like their chances. I'm not sold on what they've got left to play these last.
So I'm going to say no, they will not make it.
Jimmy B going with no in that one. All right, we go next. Let's go to the Cowboys. Cowboys still with work to be had. Ezekiel Elliott, he's going to come back this week. The Cowboys, they come in at 8-1 to make the playoffs, a yes bet. If you say no, you got to lay minus 1,500. That's a hefty price, even for a chalky player like you, Jimmy B.
All right, I am going yes with Ezekiel Elliott back in the fold. He has been working out, kept himself in terrific shape. I believe the Cowboys do indeed have a shot. So, yes, with the Cowboys.
You're going to lay the money there, get 8-1 odds. I kind of like the Cowboys also at 8-1. A pretty fun price, these odds, courtesy of Oddshark. All right, we continue on. Yes or no, will they make the playoffs? Well, this is a big favorite to get into the playoffs. The Carolina Panthers, minus 700 if you bet yes. You get plus 450 if you say no. Carolina, do they get in?
I believe Carolina will get in. I just think that the way they're playing right now, look, they've beaten a couple of really good teams, Minnesota, Green Bay, and so I like the way that they're playing, their defense, and I like the way that Cam Newton is playing and the way that they use Christian McCaffrey as well. Yes.
You gotta lay 7-1, Jimmy B. I don't see you laying 700 to win 100 back. What are you going to lay, $7 to get a buck back?
7 cents.
that is below the minimum wager at the Connick Casino. You got to know the rules when you come in, Jim.
That disappoints me. Okay, $7.
$7. I don't want to break the bank for Jimmy B. All right, one more here. Will they make the playoffs? Let's go back to your home state of Washington, the Seattle Seahawks. Yes, they're 9-2, plus 450. A no bet. You got to lay 700. Do your Seahawks get in?
I think they're in big trouble. I think injuries have caught up to them. I think the division that they're playing in right now and it is tough. We just saw what the Rams did to them. So I am going to say no. I'm going to say that they missed the playoffs.
Another hefty bet you're going to have to lay, minus 700. Jimmy B, always with the chalk, aren't you?
That's me, Mr. Hefty.
Hefty. Nice way to put it. All right, we'll take the timeout. Come back, and we have one more hour of show coming your way. It'll be the Hawkeye Huddle. Brett Ridge in studio. He's ready to roll. Dave Creighton Jr., he'll be by in just a few moments. We'll kick off the 5 o'clock hour with Dave and Brett, talking everything going on in the world of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Signing day coming up tomorrow for the football side of things. We'll hear from Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com, also at about 5:35. The Connick Casino closed for another night, but always open. Get a hold of me on Twitter, at Trent Connick. We'll have some fun with the Connick Casino. It's the Hawkeye Huddle. It comes your way next right here on 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Washer Systems of Iowa. Sell the best and service the rest. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years. Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by ShopVac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Hurry down to Lowe's to pick up your ShopVac brand wet-dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology starting at just $79.
Everything's great. You're humming along to your favorite holiday music, happy as can be. Having a pleasant little drive because you think you're on your way to the best deals of the holiday season. But did you check eBay? If you did, you'd know we have price match guarantee on eBay deals all season long, which means the best deals on gifts from Adidas to Samsung to Dyson, and all with free shipping. So keep humming your favorite holiday tune, but make sure to check eBay deals for the best prices all season long. eBay. Fill your cart with color.
As a bee emoji, there's nothing I love more than a strong shot of nectar. But getting behind the wheel when you're buzzed? That makes me want to sting. Drive sober and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Merry Christmas from Golf Headquarters. Golf Headquarters' new location, 2900 University Avenue, Clock Tower Square, has 10,000 feet of golf gifts for your favorite golfer. Pro V1, number one golf ball of tour, $39.99. Ping G drivers, now $299.99. $100 off select Callaway irons. Golf Headquarters has hundreds of great gift items under $20. Gift certificates are also available, and all golf clothing 10 to 50% off. Golf Headquarters Clock Tower Square has great Christmas specials this holiday season. Adidas Prime Knit Golf Shoes, $69.99. Skechers New Spikeless Tour Shoe, $99.99. FootJoy Waterproof Contour, now on sale. Golf Headquarters has all the great names in golf. Titleist, Ping, TaylorMade, Callaway, and more. Free launch monitor club fitting. Stop by Golf Headquarters, talk to the professional staff, and get custom fit. Golf Headquarters, Clock Tower Square, 2900 University Avenue, your Christmas golf store. 255-4433. That's 255-4433. Golf Headquarters.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day.